Cornerstone Church, Key Woman, Daily Devotional. Andrea Gadelkarim, Day 22. Without vision, we will perish. Start with a heart. Lord, will you open our hearts as we speak and share the word? Will you highlight what needs to be brought to life, every area of our hearts that needs revival? We trust your word. We want your vision to be our vision. Holy Spirit, point us towards Jesus today. In Proverbs 29, verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. God is sovereign, and he guides us through the valley of shadow of death, and he also makes us lie in green pastures. Something I know for sure is that in him we lack nothing, as it says in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I'll fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We might look at our physical life that there are things missing, but there won't be anything missing in our eternal life. We will lack nothing. In Psalm 91, it says, he is my fortress and my refuge, in whom I trust, and the big promise is that with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. He'll protect our eternal self. In this word, we'll go through trouble, but he is right there with us. He has overcome it, holding us and making sure that our souls will have long life and find his salvation. And this is my prayer to us, that we'll be stripped of all the worldly things, that set our minds in the things of above, and believe that eternity is the greatest prize, and live with everything in it and for it. This life is nothing compared to what is to come. We must keep eyes on the prize, Jesus Christ, and run this race and impact as many as we can in our life here on earth. That is our vision, his vision for our lives, the greatest vision, bringing as many as we can to eternity with us. His Holy Spirit will set it on fire and guide us. Without that revelation, we will perish. We will set our eyes on our own situation and start to feel overwhelmed by anxiety and fear. But this won't be a once-off decision. We choose, we decide every single day. We decide Jesus. We choose Jesus. We decide life and not death. We choose to set our eyes on eternity and spread his word far and wide. Are you feeling overwhelmed today? Fearful? Do you believe he can give you rest and give you everything you need in the season you are in? Can you make a list of what is making you feel like that? One by one, lay it down at the Lord's feet. Give it all to him. He'll give you rest. He'll make you lay in green pastures and you'll lack nothing. Lord, thank you for meeting us where we are at. Thank you for your rest and peace. Thank you for who you are and all you've done for us. Thank you that we can choose to trust you every single day. Today, we choose to surrender, Lord.